Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I've been found guilty.
He's guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my.
Straight up fabric, okay.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lock up, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. The little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
It's back!
And we're back.
And it seems as if we've never left
we
the
never
crazy.
Really left.
We never left the crazy.
Is this season 4, Lalu?
This is season 4. This is technically...
Officially.
Season 4, episode... No, this is episode 31.
Jesus.
So, but it's episode 1 of Love After Lockup! We're back! Ooh! I'm excited because this is the free feed, and people, this show, this is for everyone, because this normally is on our Reality Gaze Plus at the $8 cringe tier, but hopefully you can all hear why this is the best show
We're
on
very
television.
Excited. Also, if you don't know, this is Reality Gaze, our coverage of Love After Lockup. We've been doing Love During Lockup for this past 10 episodes, or 8 episodes, yeah. Maybe. And before that, it was Life
During Lockup.
Life after lockup.
I can't choose a favorite one.
That last season of Life After Lockup was nutty. It was good it was.
And Love During Lockup though was nutty too.
And we have Justine and Michael who were on Love During Lockup. This last season of 2, and we have Gabby and Chris from season Life. I can't say Love During Lockup season 1.
Well, we're a little tongue-tied today, y'all, because we just got done recording almost 5 hours with Ronnie and Ben from Watch What Crappens.
Our brains are a little bit oatmeal.
But we're excited because we're going to have, over the holiday break while we're on vacation, we're going to have a 4-part series for y'all of us talking.
Falling for Christmas with Lindsay Lohan. You'll get to hear our... how all of our Lindsay Lohan imitations just turned into a New York City cab driver in his 60s.
Yeah, or that female gremlin just
yeah.
We forgot to mention some of you. So that'll be on the free feed, but then for our video tier, because there's not going to be a video that
week you're going to get, you can watch, that's going to be on video as well. You can watch it on video for the
You can watch the four of us in our finery.
It's not true. Really. It's true. So that'll be dropping beginning on December 23rd. Yeah, I think that's a, we had a great time. We love Watch What Crappens. If you love Housewives, no one does it better.
No one does it better. No one does impressions better.
Yeah. We actually were talking for Housewives for around 20 minutes about Salt Lake, and then we had to start the show. So
yeah.
Anyway, so Poodle might pull some Maddies and mispronounce some names today. So forgive him. That's all right.
I know. I didn't even sleep that well last night either. So, well, I was
Why didn't you sleep well? Oh, never mind. I don't want to know. Y'all, I saw, this isn't on video, but I saw Jake's face. Someone, Piano Cat got tamed last night.
Woo! Yeah, it kind of, I think it took.
It's going to last you for that 13-day break with your mother?
Yeah, I needed that. And what's weird is I had some people texting me today, and I was like, nope, I'm good. I'm
really?
Tired. Yeah.
Wow, people, everybody's trying, you know, it's not just everybody's trying to get office things done before the holiday. They're also trying to get their fucks done before they have to go home and see their parents.
Yeah. Gotta get your fucks in.
Go get that dick before you go have to listen to your mother saying, why don't you have a husband? Go get it. Go get it. You go fuck that bartender that your mom doesn't know about. You do what you need to do, y'all.
I wholeheartedly approve.
All right. So, okay, we're not going to bring this up every time, but we are going to mention.
On a hemorrhoid pillow.
At this point, because we've been sitting so long. Oh, and she's sore. Yeah. wow. The shit we say. So we're going to start out with Gabby and Chris. There is a bit in the news that there was a trigger warning for domestic violence that you know more about the story than
I do. We're not going to be talking about it. We're not going to be describing any scene. But if you do any research about Gabby and Chris, you will find the idea, the story about where he beat her up.
And we think it happened after this. The reason
it did.
Jake and I, just we talked about it and we decided to cover it is because it's not – unless we feel like it becomes exploitive, we're just going to take it by an episode by episode. But we feel like this could actually, you know, maybe – point out some signs that maybe some of you have seen in your friends or your own life, which oddly enough, the show is bonkers, but also Love After Lucka really does have a good way of pointing out kind of like some of the own fucked up shit in our own lives.
Oh yeah. It's a very realistic show. I think
it is. So that's why, for the most part, so that's why we're, unless you're scenes with Ty, but we don't care.
I also want to point out with Chris and Gabby, you can also be an abuse victim and be a terrible person.
That has nothing to do with one or the other for this.
Yeah.
Doesn't make you deserving or anything like that.
Extremely selfish, self-involved person.
Yeah.
And strangely, though, Chris's mother and sister, who she's with, are about just as bad.
Just as
and
they
don't
all
really seem
terrible.
To give a shit about him.
Nope, they don't seem to give a shit about him. So anyway, that's where we are with this. So we're just going to... That's how we'll sit. Well, again, we'll take it case by case. But if you do some digging, you would find that up. So
yeah, and if you, I would say if you don't want to, if you want to find out, fine. But just know if you have any triggers as it comes to domestic violence, I would not do it. Trust me.
Yeah, yeah.
It was hard to read about, and I think some of the photos are there of the evidence. So
is he back in prison because of it?
Yeah.
Good. 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 All right, y'all. So this is a Love After Lockup premiere, The Jeweler and the Thief.
Ooh. Sounds like a short story.
Sounds like a story last night. Someone took your diamond.
Ooh. Just buried deep.
Wow. Wow.
No, 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 it's more like coal, and I'm making it a diamond.
You're just Poodle, are you shitting your pants? Nope, just making jewelry, Maddie. Just
Ooh,
making
like
jewelry.
Pearl in an oyster.
Wow.
Just a little piece of sand.
All right. So let's start with Gabby and Chris show. I don't think we have any more announcements, right? I think that's it. Bucket.
No. We mentioned that we were with Crappens. We recorded our, and we also are doing an AUA or an AMA And so for our Patreon members, you would have gotten a little link to a Google form, and you can submit questions that we will answer on our AUA.
Ask us anything, y'all.
And that will drop during the week of between Christmas and New Year's as well, along with the Crappens compendium the mini series North and South.
Yes, you know, I don't think there's
Lonesome Dove, basically. That's very dated.
Wow. I don't think there's a Lindsay Lohan joke that we didn't leave on the floor.
No, we talked about cocaine, her mother.
Yeah, her sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, rumor. We talked about it all, y'all. We talked about it all.
Boy, that movie, I think the movie wasn't as bad as I was expecting to be, but the inconsistencies plagued me with that movie.
I think what was hard about that movie is that you know, the movie we saw last year and the year before were just trash.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
Abject pieces of garbage.
The thing that you can't argue with kind of is that Lindsay Lohan, she is a star. She does have that star quality. And I think she does.
I agree with you. She did have a thing where I think both of us said that, where she's just saying lines. She's just.
When she's on, she was on. When she's off, she's a robot. She was just saying lines at some point. But what I was going to say is I think the cracks in this movie are just the
glaring.
Light shines through more because there are some points of this movie where it could be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really
I don't
get
know
there.
If good. It could be cute and mildly interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is trashy enough for us to talk about it. We had a great time talking about
great
it.
Time. Yeah.
Always time. With Ben and Ronnie. With
All
them
right.
on.
Let's do it, y'all. Let's talk about Gabby and Chris. Gabby is in Orange, New Jersey. She's going to see her friend Hazel. I don't know if Hazel, we're going to call her Dr. Hazel. I don't know if she's a doctor for sure or not. It's her friend, and I guess she's a cosmetic nurse.
She's getting a lightening and tightening.
Lightning and tightening, because she can have a shield over her heart, but apparently not over her vagina, because she feels like that's a little too loose. So we need to tighten it up.
How old is Gabby?
Gabby is not old. She's not how?
Mid-20s.
So, Gabby, love.
I feel like this is either her wanting to have this is either a consequence of this virgin culture of you need like a tight vagina and or for your man or your vagina is not worth it. So it's either a consequence of that or something he said he's wanted, or it's something that she wants because she has unrealistic standards.
Well, she's 27 years old, and I think the fact that we found out later that she's already had $30,000 of plastic surgery with his own money for nothing that she needed, I think she has unrealistic standards of beauty.
True. The other thing is maybe she got her back blown out a lot of times.
Been there. We've been there.
But supposedly, the vagina is supposed to be able to accommodate and stretch in many ways.
Can they do a butthole tightening? Not that I'm interested. Not that I'm wondering.
I've seen your search history.
it is concerning to me. 27 is very young to get a forehead lift.
She's had a lot of cosmetic procedures.
But, y'all, forehead 30,000. Lift. That's like open your head. Like, sure, get it in your 40s, but 27?
I think it just shows you how Gabby... Boy, I think she's a troubled person.
I think so, too.
Yeah. She says, I can be calm, but I can also be crazy. I don't see much calm.
We don't see much calm.
We don't see much calm.
We don't see much calm at all.
If you remember our coverage from Love during Lockup, the first season when she was on, we weren't big fans.
We're still not. I feel horrible for what happened. But again, as Jake talked about, like,
be a bad person and be a victim, and those things are completely unrelated. She is still a victim.
So we're going to probably, it doesn't look like she's acting any kinder, so we're probably going to come for her, but that's fine. It's two separate things. So, because again, y'all remember he got a huge settlement and she basically has blown half of his fucking money.
No. All of it.
Not a cent is left. She has all, she says, well, I spent it on things for us. Then we find out $30,000 in plastic surgery.
Bought a car.
Like,
bought a house.
This, here is this black man who is out of prison, who actually has a cushion in the world to help him succeed. And she blew it all.
And the settlement was for
$150,000.
Yeah. And it was for the guards beating him brutality. In prison, Rikers Island. I get that. I don't want to create too much sympathy for him.
So, no, I don't want to create sympathy for him because he ends up being a horrible monster.
I don't
want to. So it's not, we're no team in this.
I'm rarely anyone's team but my own.
you know what team I am in this? Dr. Hazel. I'm Dr. Hazel. First of all, this woman is, couldn't do my tongue pop well. She there is snatched. So,
she is. She's had a little bit of the hair of the dog. she's given out.
She had, and Chris had, he had a possession of weapons. I forget the rest.
Oh, I didn't even write that charge down. But yeah, it was a possession of a gun. It was a federal charge.
I think robbery.
So that's
too.
Why. Yeah, it was one of the reasons why it's been so strict is this was a federal charge.
Yeah. So Gabby comes in and she's in her friend's doctor's office and she goes and she kind of sits down on the table and then. You know, first of all, y'all, don't pull over.
Oh, Lord.
Because you can you hear that?
Yes.
Okay, don't pull over. That's an ambulance here. We're a remote but goat. And it's fine anyway because we needed to stop because I think it's time already for a Love After Lockup vagina tightening theater.
And asshole bleaching.
And asshole bleaching theater. Who knew?
I'll be playing the role of Gabby, I believe.
You can be Gabby.
And you'll be playing Hazel.
I'll be Dr. Hazel, since my grandma's name is Hazel.
Okay.
You know, so, and action. All right, Gabby. Just sit down. Sit down on the table.
Are you
going right
to put
Gabby?
It in my, I want a really tight vagina.
Oh, okay. You told me.
Yeah, Chris wants a really tight vagina. You know, I've been using it all over the place.
Have you now? Have you? Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
No business of his, though.
Really? 27. Okay. Let me just take a look up and see what's going. Holy shit. All right. Let me. Yeah. I'm going to need to get the bigger wand. One second.
Move things around in there if you need
to. I mean. What? Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, wow. Looks like drapes are us in there. Okay. Let me just get this wand.
There was a family of rats living in there for a while.
Okay. So, all right. Well, you know, live your life. I don't judge. I'm just Dr. Hazel, vaginal tightening. Everybody, did you get
one's
that
on the
sign on the door, producer? Yeah. Okay. Just want to. All right. We're going to put this wand in here just a little bit.
Oh, it's fine. I can handle
it.
You know,
all right. Can you feel it in there?
Okay.
It's a little cold. Oh, you're just going to feel a little.
Oh. Boy, that really did something.
All right. Just gonna do a little bit of my how are things with Chris's mom?
You know, it's tough because
well, I'm sorry, I gotta do a little bit more work in here than I thought. Anyway, how's his mom doing? Is he doing good?
You know, I kinda have a problem with his mom, but we're getting to know each other.
Is she still kind of pushy?
Oh, she's a bitch. but sometimes I feel like I'm talking to a brick wall when I'm doing that.
Can you move to your side, please? We're going to have to.
Okay.
Nurse, get me that bigger one. Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, that's better.
Anyway, so are you excited to see him?
Oh, yeah. I am. So do I need to flip over?
All right, let's bleach your butthole now.
Okay.
Flip.
And scene. No one can say we have any dignity left.
I don't know if y'all enjoyed that at home, but that was for me.
I honestly, we were talking about, because we know there was a beeping thing, but I said, can you get something that sounds more visceral?
Yeah,
And we are aware that she's not actually tightening her vagina with a screwdriver or a drill. We are aware.
I just want to let you didn't see that sounds like a screwdriver. I'm just going to let our audience know that it wasn't.
Okay.
I'm going to keep my personal things personal.
Sounds good.
Keep my personal things personal. That's where Gabby says that he doesn't have a dollar left, not a dime or a penny, but they're getting married tomorrow.
They were having this talk while her hand was in her friend's pussy.
Pretty much.
And the family thinks she's a gold digger.
Because I think she is. I think they're right for that.
Yeah, I agree with you. And she's getting married, and they are... She's calling Chris's family. The sister is Essie and mother Felicia. And remember, they already had two failed releases when we saw them on the first season of Love During Lockup. And y'all, she picks them up. And again, these are two prizes.
She does say she had. I went through it and wrote down. She had a chin implant. She had her under eye done. She had her jawline done. She had her cheeks done. And she had an eyebrow lip. This woman got a whole fucking new face. And her lips.
The mom and sister are like basically saying that he's not even going to recognize her.
Yeah, it's very obvious when you see her. And the mom and sister know she used his money to pay for all this.
Yeah.
100%.
It's interesting. They're asking her, what's up with the ice pack? That looks like she's just keeping on a frozen package of peas on her hoo-ha.
I wouldn't tighten my butthole the day before I knew I was going to get blown out again.
It seems like a fool's errand, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Uh-oh. Can you not get hot or cold? You can't decide what you want to be?
I can't know what I am.
Where's your shawl?
It's over there. I'm good.
Y'all, poodle getting comfortable is half the problem of the show.
It's cold here in Los Angeles, and I have a space heater, but I can't even.
But
start.
You have central heat.
No, it's not good for you.
You have central heat. You could turn it on.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It's not the same, and it makes my skin dry. So.
But you could just warm up your apartment for a little bit, and then turn. You know, this is a fool's errand.
It is. Not going to convince me.
He's just going to sit there and freeze, y'all.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do.
Because now it's the principal.
That's right.
Anyway.
They are sleeping in the same room and complaining about their surgeries. And they don't know the family, the mother and sister did not know they're getting married. So she calls turns out they're not. Instead of getting let off at Harrisburg, the change of plans is he's getting dropped off in Philadelphia. And she calls the officiant who's married. And they're like, yeah, I guess I can drive there.
I guess, is that a far away? I don't know.
I don't know how far. I don't know Pennsylvania geography that well. I know it's Pittsburgh on one side and Philadelphia and Alabama in the middle.
It's an hour and 48 minutes.
Okay.
That's where it is. Two hours. Yeah, that's a long way for an officiant to drive. But she's going to go. And the whole thing is Marilyn's like, Gabby's like, can you be there at 11? And Marilyn says, yeah, I'm going to be there at 11. Now, meanwhile, she's doing this kind of around the corner. Meanwhile, Felicia, that's the mom, and Essie are sitting over there at the cafeteria.
They're just eating at the La Quinta.
It looks a lot like an old Shoney's, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does look like Shoney's.
Same decoration and everything.
Like a Shoney bear.
Did you like going to Shoney's as a kid?
Loved it. I loved the breakfast bar.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a breakfast bar? I loved it too. I don't know if we ever had a Shoney's. It was more when you went to the city, you'd go to the Shoney's.
It was only for the urban crowd.
for the urban crowd.
The Shoney's.
But Essie and Felicia are sitting over there like, what's that bitch doing? Like,
yeah.
And they're like saying, does she think that she's just going to swipe it? Y'all, because what we realized the first season, there's this competition between the family and Gabby for Chris's time.
Yeah.
And so Essie's like, she's just not going to scoop with us. He's got to chill with us first. He's not just going to go off with her.
And I think both parties have made themselves strangers to the other, and they've made it difficult for the other.
That's a very poetic way to say that.
Made strangers to each
Sometimes
other.
Sometimes a blind pig finds an acorn.
I have a fucking degree and degree in poetry.
Well, you don't show it enough. What do I get most of the time? Bottom barrel.
Yes, that's true. So... he's calling her and he's saying, basically chastising her, saying, you guys need to get there. And he's like, I'm just waiting for your fucking parents, fucking family. And she's fighting with them. Basically, y'all, it's a lot of fighting in the bad girls club style of her saying, you don't respect me, in a very Jersey, you don't respect me. And the family's the family's just like, you're crazy. Again, they don't seem to be wanting to go out of their own way to get too excited to see the son either.
I don't get this. There, y'all, if I was getting out of prison, can you imagine what mother Poodle, how anxious she would be to get there and not be late?
Oh, she'd be camping out the night before.
So would my mother. And they're just sitting there like...
I think this is a power play.
I agree.
But for the mom who is basically saying, you're going to listen to me and depend on me now.
Agreed. She wants to be in charge. I agree.
Yeah.
Because she's like... And she's like, well, and she's literally just kind of twirling her coffee straw around saying, I would like to get another coffee. She's like, yeah, I just go have them make another. I mean, that is how they're acting. Just they have all the time in the world. And Gabby comes over there. Well, first of all, Gabby's talking to Chris and she's bitching to, which I don't feel sorry for Chris at all, but it is kind of like you see kind of the tone this is setting that this family, Gabby, Chris, it's all going to be drama from the get-go.
Yep.
There's never going to be calm. It doesn't bode well. And no. So Chris says things to her like, you're not going to have to deal with this very long. So it's almost like, I don't think Chris even really wants to be around his family a lot either.
It seems like he's trying to create a new family kind of system and they're not ready to do that yet.
No.
I think they're chasing money somehow.
The family too?
Yeah.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
They just have that fight. And so
they have the fight and it becomes a power play because they finally agree to go because Gabby calls Chris calls the family and it ends up, they get in the car to go and Gabby's now like, well, I can't do this now because y'all didn't respect me.
Remember y'all, if people are obsessed with your respect or you're not giving them any respect, they're trying to create a power dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably not really caring about what's actually happening.
Nope.
This is normally we don't do this, but if you're listening on Reality Gaze Plus, we're going to keep on going. But since this is a freebie, we're going to take a commercial break and then we'll finish the rest of the show.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens!
Y'all don't adjust your television sets. It's not Halle Berry. It's just Justine dressed as Catwoman.
And it's time for pizza, then pussy.
You know
what he wants.
I kind of respect Justine. And, you know, we kind of made fun of her for dressing up this way. And I still kind of make fun of her. But you got to give it that, like, she kind of makes a, she makes it like a fun event. Like, a like she doesn't just be like, hey, how are you? Like, we get to see them. And they're kind of cute together.
I agree. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop here. I also thought his confessional look, he looks hot.
He looks...
I am so into that longer hair with him.
Or when he's in the car, even with the braids back.
Yeah, I'm...
Yo, he look good.
He looks hot.
He looks good.
Yeah, I'm into him. It's official.
I am too. Yeah, producer Christine has already texted us about it on Slack. She's like, whoa.
Ooh, yeah, I'm into it.
Mama likey-likey.
Especially in those confessional looks with his longer hair.
Ooh. Looks good. They're a beautiful couple. Yep. Poodle, we need a couple episodes before Poodle uses the gift, y'all. But so
it's good.
If you want to know about dick sizes on all these men's, well, you're going to have to subscribe to the $8 cringe tier.
Oh, it's good. It's quite good.
By the way, though, in the new year, we should say if you do decide to subscribe to the $8 tier, you get all of our normal episodes, 90 Day Fiancé, anything that airs on the free feed, you get it commercial free, ad free. Free for your pleasure. And you also, we're going to be doing in January, Extreme Sisters is coming back, which is a cringe
last week
show.
In January
you'll be getting that. So, and we've got Darcy and Stacy. So y'all, there's a lot.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
I just got stressed out by how little time we're gonna have.
I know, it's fine.
It's fine.
She's what we find out some little bit of backstory. This is a couple that carried over from life during lockup, love during lockup. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you for saying that.
And we find out that, remember, this is Michael was basically a drug dealer, big time drug dealer, to the point that he was called as a criminal, like a kingpin almost of one of these drug operations. And they were introduced by his mother, who was her coworker, and they've been dating for almost engaged for 2 years at least, but dating for 3 years, and they got married in prison on last season of Love During Lockup.
He also bought her a Mercedes, but he bought her a car.
Yes,
she doesn't know where he got the money from, but he bought her a car.
Anyway, and
he's a rapper, right?
Yes. And they have 7 children together, or 7 children in toto. I don't think they have any children together.
Not the band or the dog, but in toto.
In toto. In sum.
In sum.
And he just walks out carrying a keyboard. I guess he had that in jail.
He said he shipped his other stuff back. So clearly we don't know if he was, I don't think he was at a maximum security. I don't think he was like, God, I already forget her name. What's her name in Louie? He wasn't in the hole the whole time.
No, that wasn't Louie.
Jessica.
No, let me get it out. Jessica, because you're going to fuck it up. Jessica and Dustin.
Dustin, yeah.
Yeah. So basically she says, it's interesting. He's giving full on redemption vibes here.
He is.
And I'm listening and I'm going, okay, okay.
He's saying all the right things.
And he basically says, she gave me a different perspective of what a woman is. And I became a man. He's talking about this. I had to become a man at an early age selling drugs because I didn't have a good home life. And I became the leader of a criminal organization. And he said something at the end. He's like, there's not a person on this planet that's going to get me to sell another nickel bag. So in other words, I'm not ever going to sell drugs again. This is not for me again.
And well, so we think, we don't know, but if he's had money to buy cars, we think that he's done something or somehow made money during prison and doesn't need to sell drugs.
True. And it could be their shoe business they make. It could be the music he's selling. I think one of the plot points is going to be where he got his money from.
That's true. Poodle said that very quickly, like someone has an Etsy store. They have an actual shoe business.
Yes.
I didn't know it. It seems expensive to make shoes like that literally look like Nikes, but he has them and he makes shoes. So
I have a feeling that it's more of someone else makes the shoes and they put their stuff on them.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they're actually making and molding the shoes.
Coming next spring, Tennies by Reality Gaze.
And so I'll have issues with Michael sometimes, and then he'll say, you know, for everyone who shit on me, they're gonna feel my wrath. And then there are things like that. I'm going, okay,
we might want to let that go. He shaved his balls. He shaved his ass. He shaved his chest. He's ready.
He calls his daughter, and the son answers, and he says, I've got to learn who my kids are all over again. And I want to be a father. I fell in love with being a father. And at one point it was that kind of thing that happens. We've seen it happen with Lindsay and a couple other people who are formerly incarcerated, where you see you think you see a cop car and you see the person's face go white.
Yeah, we see a bit of that. Yeah. We see, this is kind of jumping in, but later on we see that the house sometimes can be a little overwhelmed because he was literally used to a 200 square foot cell, mm-hmm. and now he's in this big house. So I think that's good. I like it when they talk about stuff like that because it gives us an empathy and insight.
Yeah,
it
gives you context too. Yeah. That's all I've got for them. And then they're basically about to fuck.
Yeah, that's basically it. They go and see the house. But again, like she does things. What I love or kind of am liking about them, they both also seem to have genuine love. They have three children together of their own. And they, right? Didn't he say three of all their children, three of them are theirs, right?
They don't have children. They met in prison, sweetie. They don't have children of their own.
Okay. So
there's three of them are hers and three of them are his.
But the ones like they Poor call, them. But didn't they call her mom?
Yeah, but that might be they couldn't have kids together, sweetie.
They couldn't have kids together, so they. But no, okay. So that's
he hasn't been out of jail.
Well, I didn't know if they did a conjugal.
No, she hasn't had sex with him. That was the whole point.
Yeah, that's true. She hasn't. So I thought maybe before. You're right. You're right. They met when he was in. I feel like though they seemed to. What I was going to bring up though, it kind of shows why I think that a lot of people, you can tell they don't know each other at all. They both seem to have a very good idea of who the other person is for the most part.
Yeah.
They feel like they have a history together. So that bodes well. I like the fact that even that he'd been sleeping on a yoga mat. I thought that was sweet of her that she's like, well, I got you a yoga mat if you need to sleep on it. Like,
I think they've been able to do a lot of in-person visits while some people haven't been able to.
But, you know, a lot of women would say, you're not sleeping on, or not women, but other people would say, no, I want you to sleep in the bed with me. They wouldn't care about the other person's experience. So,
yeah,
we'll see. I like them now. I'm sure it will get ruined because Matt Sharp ruins everything.
Let's move on to Ashley, 38. New couple alert. New couple
whoop,
alert.
Whoop, whoop. Ashley. Totally normal. Totally normal. Totally normal.
Yo. The red flags are dropping like gentle rain from heaven.
It's a fucking NASCAR finale.
Ashley is 38. She's an antique jewelry purveyor. And Travis, 44, armed bank robbery.
Why are the craziest ones always in Florida?
This is Port St. Lucie, too. Do you know who's from Port St. Lucie? Sarah, I'm going to smell your teeth, Sarah.
Oh, that is from Sarah. Sarah from Mother.
Mom, don't smell my teeth again. Oh, golly, Miguel. It's so embarrassing.
Kidney, Mom. That was from Mother.
Can you give my mom your kidney?
No, I got to go fuck another girl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ashley says, I'm compassionate. First of all, y'all, before bitch opened her mouth, I could tell she was crazy because her hair is so fucking whacked.
Yeah.
It looks like shit. And her eyeshadow, it kind of looked like she watched Spider-Man and she was inspired by Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin look and decided to create a makeup look from that.
Wow.
not good.
I had a feeling she was on something.
She seems erratic.
Yeah. Maybe that was it. Maybe
it's desperation.
So three words. Y'all, she's being filmed. She falls. She's like, ow, I fell. I hurt myself.
Just a mess.
Three words to describe her: compassionate, patient, and wild.
Okay. Give y'all a hint. She's probably more of that last one than anything else.
Yeah. And
she's a freak in the sheets.
Yeah.
What is that? Because I'm a freak in the sheets. Shock without one. I got an appetite for sex. Because me, so honey.
That was one of the whitest things I've ever heard.
Remember that song?
I do know the song. No, it's just you doing it.
What do you mean? I loved that song when I was a kid.
But the way you said it was like, I'm a freak in the sheets.
I have an appetite for sex. Because me, so honey.
Ow, me so horny. Ow, me so horny.
I don't think we can sing that song now because I think after that verse, it gets a little insensitive. Yeah.
So she's never been married. He calls later on. And remember,
she wasn't engaged to a guy who liked her butt. That counts for something. Sorry, go ahead.
He robbed a bank. She's a little, she thinks, but how she got to know him, and this is crazy. She is a jewelry purveyor, and a customer's brother. This guy is a customer's brother.
And the customer came in and said, showed her a picture of her brother, and she was like, going, 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 going. And then she started talking to him, and then they fell in love. How long have they been dating again?
3 years.
Yeah, because he proposed like a year ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. So they, again,
he made her a ring.
And she's like, I don't really know what it is, but it's
someone
sweet.
Who's a jewelry dealer, and he made her a ring.
Did you think it was creepy when they were talking on that? First of all, they're talking on a video chat. I'm nervous because she put her MacBook Air on like
on
five
so
pillows.
Many pillows. Yes, it concerned me.
And so there's on the pillows, and she's like saying, she's the one who's at, y'all, this is the case where the person on the outside is going to probably be crazier than the person on the inside.
I don't know. There's been some. On the coming next week.
Well, that's true as well. Well, actually, because she was acting kind of weird, and he's like, are you okay? Yeah.
No,
and
she's
like,
weird.
She's weird. He said, it seems like she's a drama queen to me. And so she's like, I'm just nervous to see you. And he's like, well, I can't wait to sleep with you. And it is a bit of a poodle. How does Travis describe sleeping in the bed with her?
I'm glad you asked me about this because it was something that stood out to me.
Yeah, it was weird.
What if we intertwined?
Okay, legs, that's sweet.
Legs and parts everywhere.
Huh?
Like cut up bodies.
What?
Just laying on top of one another and you don't know whose is which.
What? This isn't sweet.
Like cut off body parts.
What? Like just
by
my
the
boob
way,
on your face?
You look really cute and tired.
You look cute and tired.
That's how he described her. She's like, I know, I'm just really nervous.
I mean, that's better than when my mother just tells me I look just tired.
That's true. So she's her biggest issue, y'all. Why one of she didn't tell him this, but her big fear is people finding out that he's been in jail. So that's
a red flag.
Yeah, this is going to be really messy, I think. And I'm sorry, not 3 years, but 4 years they've been seeing each other.
4 years, because she said that she spent $80,000 on him.
Yeah.
On what?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
But she's not worried at all.
Anyway, y'all, a new character enters our story.
Mm-hmm.
And that character is Martin the handyman who lives next door.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just looking at him seems to have a past in addiction. He just has this look to him. Very thin.
Either addiction or the look of poverty.
Yeah.
Like it just.
And he's tried to hook up with her before.
Yes. He's also, like I said, his neighbor and also our handyman. Poodle thinks he was dipping, but I don't think so, y'all, because I exclusively watch Dr. Pimple Popper. I love Dr. Sandra Lee, y'all.
So you think
love
it was a growth?
No, because on Dr. Pimple Popper, the people that go to Dr. Pimple Popper are the people that
don't
can't
say Dr. Pimple Popper again.
That, well, they're the people that can't afford Dr. Pimple Popper. So you can tell that she takes these people on for free to be on her show. It's always like, she always gets people from like the fucking Appalachian Mountains. Always, yeah. Always.
But that's and not like, Port St. Lucie.
But I mean, but people that look like Martin.
Got it. Okay.
That look so like they don't have the funds to get medical care. So they just have a growth that grows on the side of their cheek, y'all.
Okay.
The reason I thought maybe it was dip. However, throughout the show, the size of the bulge coming out of the right side of his cheek
never changed.
Yeah, so I'm going to say, just based off of my expertise from watching Dr. Pimple Popper, I'm pretty sure that this is a papaholic's dream. I think this is a cyst, probably a ruptured cyst. It's definitely not going to be... It's definitely not going to be a polyp, or it's not going to be whatever. What else is it called?
I don't want to talk about this. We should give it a trigger warning because I'm really disgusted by this.
Anyway, I think it's going to be a good draining cyst.
What if he's just? What if he was eating a peach earlier and he's just sucking on the peach bit?
That's just fucking weird. That's fucking weird. Why you got that in there?
I have to taste the peaches.
I'm just not done with it yet.
I have to taste the peaches. I like.
And so they're having a little conversation. You know what? I think it's time for yet
two in one
another edition of Lalu Theater. There's no rejuvenation theater this
no
time.
No rejuvenation theater this. And
ka-chunk, ka-chunk. I'll be playing.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you'll
be playing. You'll be playing Martin.
Okay, and action.
Hey, you're looking cute today. Come on over.
Hey, sexy. I mean, Ashley. Sorry.
No.
Sorry. I know I'm not supposed to call you sexy anymore.
You were saying you might have a problem with like house sitting and dog sitting. I hope not, because I really like you. I like being your neighbor, but you know we can't have any contact. Well, because like Travis doesn't really like it.
I was going to watch, I wanted to watch your dog, Teddy, but I also want to feel your tits.
I know, but we can't do that because, like, Travis.
Why can't we?
Because Travis really doesn't like that. So I thought I would invite you now to have, like, one last hurrah of a drink before he comes. So that way we can just, like, you want another drink?
Yeah. Are you trying to get me drunk?
Why would you say that? I'm totally into Travis.
When I get drunk, I get handsy. And you don't want me to get handsy.
You want another drink? Is that what you said?
Fine, I'll take another drink. I just don't want any eminosity.
What was that?
Eminosity. You know where?
One more time.
Eminosity. It's where you get different kinds of M&Ms.
Don't
go together, and they cause friction. I don't want that.
What was that?
Friction.
Gotcha.
It's hard to talk when your tongue's poking a bowl and your teeth can outside.
I like friction, though. Do you like friction? Sometimes it's just fun to have kind of friction and drink and do whatever you want and let your bodies do the thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Body friction? Body friction.
I don't know what you're insinuating, because I am a one-woman man with Travis.
Why do I have a raging erection? Did you put a Viagra in my drink again?
I don't know what you're talking about. But you want another drink?
Yeah.
And scene. Y'all, this is all kink. This is
all
some
kink.
Shit.
That was hard to do. My tongue got worn out.
She's so into the fact this guy wants to bang her, and she is going to deny it, and she loves this guy who he's even said if she wasn't with someone, he would be with her.
I mean, and she's, I think, a sex fiend, because she already had, like, she already talked about sex many times, and she even has a magnet on her refrigerator that says, "Love the beach," and it's a picture of a shirtless lifeguard.
Oh, yeah. He's like, well, Travis will be back here. The best thing, she's like, well, you know, if Travis gets mad, I'm just glad that you'll be right next door to save me.
Save me. Oh, also,
she's a piece of work.
Y'all, it's going to be so dramatic. Who the fuck organized this backyard? Who the fuck? Literally, you walk out the door and your goddamn hot tub's just right there in the floor. She already fell. Do you know how many times you have fallen in the hot tub?
It's not organized quite well. Yeah.
It looks horrible.
Yeah. It's something.
She's got money, though. Like, she has a nice house. And this is in Florida. It's not necessarily expensive there.
It is jewelry, so.
Yeah.
Jewelry. Shall we move on to new couple alert again? Ooh, Nathan and Skylar. Nathan is 33. He is a tree trimmer or an arborist. We also refer to them. Yeah. And we have Skylar, who is 27. Drug possession and obstruction of justice.
So just say it now. Would you hit it with Nathan?
I'm on the fence. In certain lights, I would.
Thank you.
It is a nice penis.
In certain lights, he's very jacked, very worked out and buff. But what's happening with this beard?
It's too much.
Y'all,
gay people, besides, unless you're part of bear culture, we don't have long beards. Our beards are closely cropped. We know straight men do that all the time. It's not for us. I know a lot of people say, I love my husband's beard. Good for you.
You're like, and my gay friend Jameson that lives in Williamsburg, he has a long beard like that.
He's a gay hipster. Yeah.
That's different.
90% of gay men who have beards, it's close cropped.
If I have a long beard, then that's just basically an E. coli magnet from when I'm rimming your butthole.
Because we eat ass, and
we do.
It's like, not good to have ass juice in your beard.
Like your Uncle Leo eats Velveeta cheese balls on Christmas. That's how we eat ass.
Wow. Anyway. So let's again. What do you think about him?
Spreads easily.
What?
What do you think about him? Just like
Sometimes he looks really hot.
Yeah.
And sometimes but I also think that's a bit of an emotional thing because sometimes he seems like he really has his shit together and he's really worked on himself. And then other times
he's
seems
an addict.
So emotionally
that's
needy
why.
And
he's an
begging
addict.
For love.
Oh, just trust me. Personality wise, this would not be a match for me. I'm purely talking about physical.
Aren't you usually?
Yeah. I'm never talking about personality. What's the point of going that far?
He's pretty buff, though. So now, but he calls Skylar, she's pretty too, he calls her his prison Barbie. And at first I thought, this is a kink thing. But we learn, actually, he was incarcerated as well.
No, this is two people, or this is him trying to save another person at the root of it, who is trying, but also trying to save himself. It is going to be quite messy. Buckle up. This is going to be dramatic this season with these two.
I think based off of their interactions, it's going to be dramatic. I was kind of hopeful that maybe, because he seems to at least try to be more level-headed at the beginning. They did a good job in the edit, but then you kind of see a little breakdown a little bit.
And remember, here's how they met. So it's trauma. They are trauma bonded already. Because she was dating a friend of his who we find out passed, and we find out later passed from fentanyl. Or as they refer to it, Fenny.
Fenny.
Or as you say, fentanyl.
Fentanyl. That's fentanyl. That's what they say back home.
And he said, I just sent her a DM, and they talked for a long time, and she's basically, and so he is with his aunt Tara, and they are they're looking for home stuff.
They're in a really nice store. It looks like that Miranda Lambert store up in Tulsa. Real cute.
Miranda Lambert has a store.
Oh yeah, in Oklahoma. Uh huh.
You said that like I should know. Oh yeah, yeah. Don't you know? It's Miranda Lambert's store.
Well, she had it from when her and Blake were married, but you know now it's all about Gwen.
And then the thing about Skylar, she basically says, And he's like, yeah, I'm getting some candle holders. She's like, we don't need any candle holders. We just need some of those, I don't know, like throws, maybe a picture of a cow.
Do you want
some statues
quilt?
Of Buddha?
Do you want quilts?
No quilts, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, thank you. Like, she's so fucking angry at him.
She's volatile, yeah.
She seems volatile, and he just seems like lost puppy of love me, whatever you want.
I think that's how what the relationship consists of.
I think it is.
Now, he also has this phrase. He does it twice where he says, tell me you love me. And then he
says,
thank you.
I was going to bring that up too.
Say it like you mean it. Y'all, no. Don't do this.
But question. You've never ever said this to a man that you met on the first night in the throes of passions in your bedroom when he was choking you?
Tell me you love me. Deep role play, maybe. Boy, that's like three levels deep. Deep role play. Maybe. Maybe. That would be us playing jilted lovers who had come back after fucking around other people. That's like three levels of role play that would necessitate that.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
I would never drop the L-bomb in fucking unless I was actually in a relationship with someone. Nope. That is no man's land. Unless it's deep role play.
Wow. Wow.
Anyway, I wrote down they're quite intense, but this tell me you love me, say it like, because that implies she doesn't mean it.
What it really implies is he doesn't feel it. He doesn't hear it. He doesn't believe it. This guy thinks he's unlovable, y'all.
Yeah, sadly, that's true. And
he even says that his aunt's there because, ding, 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 childhood trauma. He lost his mother at an early age, and he's been in trouble ever since that. So this man is desperate for the love of a woman.
And they actually started dating when he was in prison. And he's only been out for a couple of months. And so he's in a relationship with someone in prison.
And they both were out at one point and both in halfway houses. And she got into trouble, but he doesn't want to talk about that out of respect for her.
And this, like, I kept doing, and there's so many things. And he's recently sober.
Yeah.
So,
which is good. Great that he's sober. I think she might be sober too.
I assume she is. It was not explicitly said. The reason why I think it was not explicitly said that she is completely sober because she was talking about, why are you at a bar? Why are you those? And unfortunately, she didn't make it about him. She said, why are you at a bar?
She's like, Jake is hot.
Oh my God, shut up. He's gorgeous.
He was fucking gorgeous.
Those big old arms. She said, you know, that place, that wasn't good for me. I made a lot of bad memories there. And it was like,
she made it about her.
Yeah.
She wasn't even there. I mean, so I think she's so, I hope she's sober because that's not going to end well if one of them is and one of them isn't.
But but she's calling and she basically tells him that, and I'm at the bar. And I wish.
And remember, y'all, their friend passed away from addiction. Go ahead.
Later on, we find out that two of her boyfriends. I resent the term black widow. People have called me that before and I resent it. They just happen. People I'm in a relationship with just happen to pass.
Right,
it's not
after
my fault.
Right after they sign that will, it's a week later. Who knew?
Yeah. It's just, maybe I'm cursed. Maybe I just love too much.
Maybe you're the one that goes through the pain.
Exactly. Maybe it's not about the other person. Maybe it's what I, my lot in life. Maybe it's trying to teach me something. She calls and she's talking about, I wish she had said, why are you at the bar? You know, it's not good for your own sobriety. I'd rather you be at home. We talked about this. And I think he could have neutralized that by saying, I'm not drinking. I'm just having a good time. But I understand why she's upset. However, she does make it about her.
She does. She does make it about her.
Her last two boyfriends have died from fentanyl overdoses.
Yeah. So this is great. So she's
this is great.
So when she, what does she mean when they're talking about scary movies and she says it's cuffing season?
You never heard that? Cuffing season, like you cuffed to someone. It's when it's cold or something like that. It's boyfriend season. It's mating season.
Oh, like
you cuffed your, come on. You've really never heard of the phrase cuffing season?
No. I've heard.
Sometimes I feel like I'm talking to fucking, I don't even know.
I mean, I had one guy today who told me it would be cucking season.
That's a different thing.
Oh. But that was in the fall.
And just because they put cuffs on you doesn't mean it's cuffing season.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. So
did you think it's interesting that she wanted a big, doesn't matter if it's fake, it just needed to be a big diamond?
Yes, because he's talking about it. He's going to get her a ring. And he said, I want to buy her a real ring. She said she doesn't mind having a fake one. She just wants something big. To me, it feels like, and this is just, she's not out yet. So we'll see how they are together. But it almost feels like he's trying to be in a authentic relationship. Now, granted, he's super needy. I'm not saying he's perfect.
She seems like
she's very, very concerned with appearances and how things are perceived. You really got to let that go when you're especially trying to be sober and trying to make amends and do all that shit. You really need to be almost radically honest with yourself and other people.
Yeah, this seems like a threat to his sobriety.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
And so she calls again. They're talking about cuddling and scary movies and cuddling season. And he said almost unprompted. And they're having a conversation. He's like, tell me you love me, dude. And she's like, you know what I can't wait for? Real fries. She's like, don't you hear what I said? Tell me you love me. She's like, I heard you. Oh, God.
No, she said, I didn't hear you.
Oh.
And she said, what did you say? And he said, you want to take a guess? And she already knew. And she said, you wanted me to tell you that I loved you. So this happens all the fucking time.
This, I would tell someone to fuck off probably the second time. And I'm like, my next question would have been like, tell me you love me. And I would say, even if I said, I love you, and they're like, say it if you like you mean it. I would have said, if you don't believe me, I mean it. Or if you have to ask me all the time, maybe we're not a good match. You know, I would just be like,
It alludes like the only time I would be into that, and I'm not going to do it, would be like, if I just, I don't know, robbed a bank and I'm speeding away in a getaway car and we jump over a ravine and land. And while we're in the air, before we land, he grabs me by the arm and says, tell me you love me. And I say, I love you, baby. And then we
either to die.
Die, yeah. Or we land on the road and then speed off to go rob another bank. But there does feel like, but I bring that up because it feels like there's this almost kind of danger element, or that this is almost this, there's this fragility of love that could be slipped away at any moment.
I think that's kind to him. I think he is just so ridiculously insecure. And also there's this thing of demanding it that I think he thinks is normal.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of situation he grew up in, but it is creepy when he does it. And it feels like, you know, it doesn't feel like there's anything else to say that she can say anything else.
Is it as creepy as a glass rose in a cheetah pattern?
Was it a glass rose? I thought it was fabric.
It looked like it. Maybe it was fabric, but I think it's
fabric with gilded touches.
I don't know why, but he chose to give her a ring with a blue cheetah print rose.
I think that's a first for Lalu, a blue cheetah print rose.
I think that's a first for my life.
Y'all, let me just tell you this. No one wants a blue cheetah print rose. No one.
No, I'm glad you had to be that descriptive. Maybe Michelle Bolero wants a cheetah print.
That's true.
Royalty, rest in peace, that show.
The best, though, I need to talk about the end of this when they're paying. And she's like, hey, is your name Olivia? I think I stole your mom's car, and I'm real sorry about that. My mouth dropped open.
And she was like, yep, you did.
You did.
Yep, it was such a small town. Yep, that was my mom's car. It's like, yeah, I'm sorry. And she's like, well, you know.
People learn.
People learn. live and let live. That's what my mom says. Of course, she's not going to get her dad's car back again. What? Nothing. Nothing. And Nathan says, I just want to build a family of my own. So again, he's telling you, he feels like he doesn't have it. So this feels so fragile to him.
Oh my God.
He did say that to her, like, hey, I'm so sorry. I told you I was going to come by last week and sign those papers. And I just got so busy at the store. So can I do those today? And by the way, I stole your dad's car last week. And I'm so sorry about that, Tamara. You
know, it's very 12-stepping. In that way, and it said, and I'm not criticizing 12-step programs in this way, but there is sometimes you've apologized for so much that everything you say kind of takes on the same weight. So even though it means something to you, you could say, I'm sorry. It's like that Seinfeld episode where he's like, the guy's making amends for things. He's like, you know, I'm sorry. Sorry I gave you, it's the same thing. Sorry I stole all your money one night. And George, or Jerry, I'm sorry I called you. I thought your name was Larry instead of Jerry. I'm sorry about that. Because it has this kind of sense. So I think that was a little bit for it for me. But it did feel out of nowhere.
It did feel out of nowhere. But on him, it's good that he's doing that. It's good that he's able to do that. It shows that I think he's farther along in this sobriety process way more than her.
Yeah.
And he said, I think that could threaten his.
Boy, that tell me you love me shit really concerns me. I just hear Demi Lovato go, tell me you love me. It's a great song.
But on this next, Monique and Derek, I'm hopeful about this.
Oh, come on. This is DOA.
This is DOA, y'all. This is DOA. Y'all, Monique and Derek. So I'm just going to describe this now because normally we don't talk this here how people look, but she brings up Monique.
She's a woman of size.
She looks like Monique the comedian. She is a woman of size. So, and the reason that's important is because she's dating Derek, who's in prison. How well does her and Derek know? I'm sorry. How well do her and Derek know?
For 9 years, he went into prison when he was 19.
He's been in prison for 9 years. They've dated for what? 2.5? Yeah. Two and a half years. They've never met in person, which sounds weird, but if you think about it, this is 2022. They started dating not long before COVID started.
Yes.
So really, they probably were dating like 6 months and then COVID happened.
It looks like from the pictures we're only seeing, it looks like they are heavily filtered that she's using.
That's being nice.
I'm being kind.
Y'all.
It basically looks like a Funko doll.
Yeah, the ones, basically.
The ones she sends him.
And it's only her head, her tits. She sent pictures of her vagina.
The inside of her vagina.
But she has not sent any pictures of what her body looks like.
Or she leaves that out, but her friends basically insinuate that. And the friends seem to know a lot of... I didn't get their names because there were so many and I was writing furiously.
I did not, but she... Well, Skylar was one, actually. Because Skylar's like, what kind of pics is she sending? And basically, and Monique, or basically her friends just thought, you know, like, well, what if he's not attracted to you? Or what if you're not attracted to him? What do you think? And she's talking about being with him and getting married. And she's like, boy, y'all, I wasn't nervous till y'all were being so negative. And I'm like, they're just asking questions.
They're just trying to bring you down to reality. Because you haven't been in reality for 2.5 years.
No.
At one point when they're talking earlier, he basically says they're talking about what they're going to have, the sex they're going to have, and straight out of prison sex is best. And he's like, well, last time you had sex better be 2.5 years ago, which is when they started dating. Already a little bit of
he seemed
control
controlling.
Yeah. happening. And he's like, well, hopefully you're resting. And I'm
meanwhile,
like,
the one gay friend at dinner said, girl, you're scared as hell. I can see it. I don't know if he was gay. I just assumed.
They did meet. The way she said it was really interesting. She's like, you know, sometimes I was just scrolling around Facebook and all of a sudden there was a prison pen pal thing.
Yeah.
It just flashed on my screen. I didn't search for it at all.
I'm going to say this. we talk a lot, hours and hours and hours, about fucking guys in prison. Literally. Yeah. Like, our phones, literally our phones are not, like, this is weird. I literally thought in my head, I went, oh, I need to get like a journal, because I want to, like, I want a specific journal to do some journaling. And then literally Instagram starts showing me journal ads. I didn't even say it out loud.
You sure didn't do an internet search or something?
No. So literally my phone's fucking in my head. How many times have you ever seen an ad for a prison dating website?
I have not.
Nor have I. Meaning, y'all, this just does not come up. We are that proof.
It would seem like it'd be in my search history.
It seemed like we'd have like a boy. Because, you know, Poodle doesn't need to be tempted again.
That's true. What a good experience last time. So she said, I've sent him pics of my boobs, my private areas, and she said Derek doesn't like me to go out because he, again, that's not good.
He doesn't like for me to be, yeah.
And he said he wants me. He's very big into fitness. He wants to put me on the same track as he is with his fitness.
And his letter was creepy to her.
Oh,
he wrote her this letter, and he's like, I did my stomach exercises for you. You're going to love the way my rippling abs feel, and my bulging shoulders, and my long dick.
And how my long dick pokes around your body. That was kind of hot, though.
Yeah, I didn't mind that.
So the friends are basically saying, are you worried he wasn't being attracted to you? We talked about that. And the friends know she hasn't been sending full body pics. I think this is not the first time this has happened.
No.
I think so. And then they say, he's young. You usually date him older. And, you know, there are men who have a thing for women of size. So I guarantee you she probably isn't dateless.
No, not at all.
I know a woman who does this, who does go out, and men love her for her size. She does say sometimes it's hard. It feels like you are being a fetish.
Well, no, it is being fetishized. So there's a difference. People have preference. I've dated guys who are into redheaded guys, and I've gone on a date with guys that are like, it's obsessive about it. It's creepy. So
pass.
And so it's.
Do you say I'm a bottle one? It's fine.
They don't care. It looks real.
So basically, they say she's with Alma, her friend, and she's in the weight loss clinic. And she said, I was diagnosed with diabetes and sleep apnea. And she's like, I don't want him to know I have a CPAP machine. And
but then later she says, she says he doesn't want me to sleep next to him with a sleep apnea machine. So yeah. I think he does know. She just doesn't. She's nervous about it. That's what happens. Is that? But if you notice, several times she would say things like, "I don't want to be sleep with him with the machine." And then later we find out Derek has a problem with the machine.
Right.
So a little bit. In fact, he wants to be on the phone while she is at the weight loss clinic with Coach Carla.
Coach Carla,
y'all.
That's a character.
So he's listening because she wants to have weight loss surgery, she says, but she wants to do this. And the whole thing is Coach Carla, they teach you how to eat, blah, blah, blah. We don't need.
And it seems like this is a place where what they're doing this in a way where it's just not weight loss surgery is immediate. I think you have to go through this kind of course of how to eat and before you can even get the surgery.
Sounds great.
I think you've talked about when your people have had it around you, they just do the surgery and they're supposed to get therapy, but they just don't.
They don't get therapy. You know, they probably just pay a therapist $50 and get a letter signed.
But she also says she gained 150 pounds during COVID, and we find out.
Well, 20 in 20, yeah.
Yeah, we find out not just that. So this is trigger warning: death of a child.
Yeah.
She said, I was overweight as a kid, but really, when I really started gaining weight was I lost my daughter who was born premature, and she lived for 3 days. So, y'all, that that if, and you can tell that's not been processed. And just the way her affect when she talks about it.
Yeah.
It's rough. Because so I don't doubt she would have problems kind of trying to make it through life with that, especially if it hasn't been yet dealt with. And he's on the phone, y'all. He's on the phone with her and Coach Carla, again, controlling.
It almost seems like he wants to coach because he's written her things saying, I know what it's like to have a broken life. I know what that feels like. So he wants to save her. The problem is when someone's controlling and they want to save someone and the person isn't doing what they think is right, then that's where friction happens.
And not the good kind.
No, and not the good kind. So, and even Monique says, you know, I think Derek wants me to lose weight for my health, not my looks. That may be true. But for someone who said wants you to lose weight for your health, he sure does describe the way he looks and talks about his looks a lot.
Oh, y'all, this one is just, I think this is DOA.
It's DOA.
I think this guy is,
yikes. It looks like this could be like on another season of Lalu. We see her going to wait for him to come out of prison and potentially another woman is there waiting for him to get out as well.
Ooh.
Y'all, this season don't play.
That's the show.
Why it's the best show on television, y'all. This is our favorite show that we watch, favorite thing we cover. If you want to listen to more recaps of this, then you're going to need to jump on the $8 tier on Patreon or Supercast. We're eventually going to have Apple Podcasts. We're working on that. But yep. So we call it all We're Reality closer. Gaze. Yes. We call it all Reality Gaze Plus. So you're going to need to jump on the Reality Gaze Plus tour because Love After Lockup will be airing on December 23rd. And on December 30th, they ain't taking a break. They ain't taking a break. We are taking a week off. However, this is the one show we will cover. So yes. We will do one episode and it will be Love After the Lockup. And we're doing that also just because they've been really great to us and they sometimes help us and get episodes early to us. And we appreciate that.
Lovely.
If you scratch Poodle's back, he'll let you fuck him.
Or I'll start licking my genitals like a dog.
All right. That's the show, everybody. We'll see you next week. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe. And again, you can, if you want information for our Patreon or Supercast to sign up for that, go to realitygaze.com. Or you can click on the links in the show notes, and that'll take you where you can sign up there. All right, everybody. That's the show, but until then, we will what, Poodle?
We will love you later.
Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.